Let's have Andrew deliver the goods since he is hanging out in the Grove. A little something we call the Nooner. Brought to you by Linden Italian Market and their Linden Club. By the way, was this year's champion of Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit realphillydeli.com. Andrew, what do you got today?
That groove, by the way, Harry, was Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg.
I thought I recognized it. It's without the vocal tracks, but that's good.
Harry's getting my ear. What's this groove?
Yeah, I know.
My headphones are falling apart, so I couldn't answer the question.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Drop It Like It's Hot.
Oh, man. Harry, you should have known that, though.
I know.
Pull your head out of your ass!
All right. I want to get to the Nooner.
Yes.
All right, so back in your college days, were you big fans of ramen noodles?
You had to be, didn't you?
No, not really.
I can honestly say I've never had ramen
too much
noodles.
Sodium. My mom used to always tell me that if I ate that crap, I was in trouble.
There were so many ways to eat it, though.
Yeah.
I'd cook two of them together. Mm-hmm. And you could have it either as soup or as noodles.
Now, I've had the oodle of noodle before. That was the other, the brand, I guess.
Oodles of noodles.
Is ramen just the generic one? Because there was oodles of noodles when I went to college.
I think people just call it ramen noodles. Okay. But like, I know there's cup of noodles.
Yeah,
cup of noodles.
Yeah.
I like those too. But you're right. It is a sodium intake.
I had a couple of those, and it was really like, I was like, ooh, this sucks.
Yeah, they're horrible.
I've never had them because I know how bad they are for you.
Well, there's several flavors too. You have your Oriental.
Yeah.
You have your chicken.
Can you say that anymore? You call it Oriental?
That's what it says on the package.
Don't you have to go Asian?
No, it says Oriental on the package.
Okay.
It's the blue.
Yeah.
It has the chicken flavored. It has beef, and you have a shrimp.
Oh, they got the
which
shrimp.
Which is in the orange package.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Yeah, that's bad. Shrimp that's just sitting in preservatives for years.
Oh, it's like freeze-dried.
It's shrimp dust.
It's disgusting. Anyways, the reason why I bring that up is the fact that someone in Georgia is either a really big fan or they know that they can sell ramen to college kids. At some point between July 25th and August 1st, deputies of Fayette County, Georgia, say that a 53-foot trailer carrying $100,000 worth of ramen noodles was stolen. Now, they believe the same person also stole a motorcycle and broken up five cars in the area, but the page-click part of the story are the ramen noodles.
Man.
So I did some math, and because I did the math, it's probably wrong, but here goes nothing. A case of 48 packets of ramen noodles at Sam's Club costs $7, so that's 15 cents a packet.
Mm-hmm.
So you multiply that by $100,000. That means this person stole about 14,583 packets of ramen noodles.
Wow. And it weighed a collective 4 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
It weighed nothing.
Now, has this person been caught?
No, he's still on the run.
He's on the loose.
Yeah, he's probably selling them to college kids in Georgia.
So we've got a ramen maniac on the loose.
He's selling them out of the trunk of a car.
Right.
like Tommy did with in Goodfellas selling the cigarettes. No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Think about 15
cents. You took
cents
your first pinch like a man.
15 cents a packet, you sell them for a dollar to a college kid.
Yeah.
Wait.
10 for 10?
Yeah, you get 10. They're 10 cents a pack. You get 10. Or wait, yeah, they're $1 a
pack. What I'm saying is you sell them out of your trunk for $10 for 10 packets of ramen noodles. There's probably some dumb college kid that'll pay for it.
Is this Egan?
This might be Egan's latest charade. That's what I was just thinking. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Buy two cases, you get a free 4133 sticker.
Yeah, Egan's hijacking trucks on the interstate with ramen noodles, and then he goes around and sells them at individual campuses, and if you buy a certain amount of packs, he throws in a 4133 magnet.
But the problem with the magnet is you got an indoor magnet you put on your car, and it's in the outdoors.
Well, he's working on that.
He's got a recall.
Yeah, we got a recall on the magnets. Yes.
It's a bit of a poseur, you ask me.
He's an entrepreneur, man.
Yeah, a crappy one. A half-ass entrepreneur. Yeah.
Everybody's an entrepreneur nowadays. Look at anybody's Twitter bio. It says entrepreneur in it.
Is that right?
You guys haven't done anything.
Mm.
Anyways, this next story went so viral earlier this week that even our own Harry Mays sent it to me. And Harry doesn't do viral, so
I don't.
Pretty big.
Yeah, wow.
The headline from the New York Post reads, "Men have better sex with emotionally unstable women."
Wow.
Breaking news.
Duh.
This
is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
A recent study revealed the headline, and it also revealed that women prefer men who are less agreeable but pay attention to detail. That means I'm screwed because I forget absolutely everything the woman says to me.
See, now that you just described me. I'm less agreeable, but I pay attention to detail.
Yes, you do.
I'm not dealing with this today.
Lead researcher Julia Velton interviewed all the people who participated in the study, and they found out that men prefer women who are emotionally unstable because it leads to better sexual function.
Yeah.
Now, also, and this is where the study goes completely bogus, and you're going to be saying no crap at the end of this when I tell you, men who like having sexual fantasies prefer having sex with women who also like to have sexual fantasies.
No!
No, wow. S!
Wow!
idiots. Who knew?
Jeez.
That's right.
No, it's men.
First
who,
of all, read that last sentence again, because you said men who like, doesn't every man have like to have sexual fantasies? You know, like,
well, yeah, but I think they mean more so like
that really act out on them.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Bring them to life.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, yes, they would prefer a woman who would also like to do that.
Yeah, it kind of works
not,
better.
Not
that
the
way.
Guy's wearing the costume and the girl isn't.
Yeah.
The costume. Costume, boy. Jeez. You just open a door.
Are you like a Power Rangers
well,
fan?
Well, remember the Nooner story 2 years ago? The
are you a furry?
On the
weekend.
That was a Nooner story a couple years ago.
Yeah, you go to that furry convention in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was on Entourage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, remember last year, a woman actually thought it was for dogs, so she brought her dog to the furry convention and then found out what it really was.
Yeah,
but people actually donated money to her, like thousands of dollars. That's pretty cool.
Man.
There's no reason to have the fantasy if you're not going to try and act out the fantasy, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal.
That's what they tell me anyway.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, last one here. And it hurt while I was reading it this morning. It will hurt when I tell you the story, and it'll probably hurt you just to hear it and discuss it, so I apologize in advance.
I might want to check out here.
Over the weekend, a 36-year-old man from India took the blue pill like the Phillies did by trading Wilson Ramos, right, Harry?
Yes,
anyways,
trading for him, yeah.
This guy took the blue pill the night before, and it never stopped working.
Oh, you got a priapism.
So he thought that if he just went to bed, it would go away.
Mm-hmm.
It was still there the next morning.
Well, that's when you got to consult a physician. They tell you that in the ad.
Well, he didn't get out of bed yet, but his son jumped into bed to give him the morning hug.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And that's
no.
when he kicked it and fractured it.
No.
Whoa. The fracture also created a blood clot
as well.
Good news is he had emergency surgery. It was a success, and according to the story, it is still working.
Wow, it's functional.
But when the time comes for every male out there where the blue pill is necessary, make sure it goes away.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll tell you, man.
So the kid kicked it?
Hey, wait, he jumped into bed.
Eyes, and he's jumping into bed.
It's
a good kid. Capable.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like the Karate Kid jumping in the bed there.
Karate Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce Lee for a kid. Wow. Well, that is unfortunate.
Dude, that was a good Nooner.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he is in the Grove.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with his performance of play.
All right.
There you go. 610-632-0975. I don't know where you find this stuff, man. He's finding the end of the internet to find some of these stories.
I know. The one I stumbled upon on Twitter. Like, I think I follow, like, the New York Post Twitter feed or something. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, sometimes they have good stuff.
Yeah, the Huffington Post will post some pretty cool stories from time to time as well.